This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Jesus, we have come again. Because you say, for no one that come unto you, you will nowise cast away. We have come with meekness of heart. We have come with lowliness of heart. And you say, if you are lifted up, you will draw all men to yourself. We have come that you may draw us to yourself. And by drawing us to yourself, you might give us to your Father. That you might make us an offering, a gift to your Father. Just the way you are to your Father, that we also can be the same to your Father. Where our life will be singing of your Father. Where you will turn us to become mystery, the mystery of your Father. Amen. Where we sing the song of your glory. Amen. And we sing the song of your life. Amen. Jesus, you are in our midst already. We have exalted you. We have spoken and sang about you. We have called for your attention. We have touched your heart. That you might come and be seated upon our heart and minister. Because I said you minister, we won't find the way, the truth, and the life. That you might be evidently set forth in our heart this day. That we will not speak of any other thing but you, Jesus. That you, Jesus, your vision or who you are might be seen. And that every man might draw and desire you. Show mercy, Son of God. Amen. Come and minister. Amen. Show forth yourself. Amen. Come make manifest yourself. Amen. I come under you, Jesus, that you minister to us. Thank you, Father. Honor you, Son of God. In Jesus' name, we have worship.
Rama Kokoramo Degeni Ombarava Sori Mogaka Regufu Sherumi Neu Karaguge Shuremo Gege Esaibomoni Ateli Mandua Simon Tevren Ken Kodina Wadi 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 is Wadi is Wadi 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 to declare. Worthy to declare, is worthy to declare, is worthy to speak them, is worthy to tell them, is worthy to speak of them, is worthy to tell them forth, even to sing them, even to sing them, even to sing them to his brethren. Oh, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, for he is the speaker, he is the speaker, he is the speaker of the Father, he is the teller of the Father. He is the description. He is. is the utterance. He is the word. He is the hair. Oh my melo, my piopero says worthy in stature, worthy in name, worthy in grace, worthy in things, worthy in person, worthy in life, worthy is he to speak of the Father, to speak of the Father, to give of the Father. Worthy is he. Worthy is the Lamb of God. See the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Honor to you, Son of God. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 5. But unto the angels did not put in subjection the word to come whereof we speak. But one is a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowning with glory and honor and this setting over all the works of thy hand. Verse 7, who made his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So you can see that the ultimate desire of God is to give his throne to those who become his sons by giving the first begotten of himself the throne. But unto the son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So we can see here, by the time they were writing this thing, God was telling the son that he has fellows. So the son has his fellows. But he was make much better than the what his fellows. God has loved righteousness and he said, therefore God, thy God, has anointed with oil of gladness above. Say above.
Above.
Say above.
Above.
Why? Because he's the head of his fellow. You remember, thou shalt be the head above. That shall be the head. That shall be above only. So he is the above. All of gladness above thy fellow. So the son that sat on the throne of God as fellows. Say fellows.
Fellows.
So who are his fellows? And thou, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundations of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vulture, thou shalt fold them up, and thou shalt be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not. What? But to which of the angels said at any time, sit on my right hand, until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Verse 5 again. But unto the angel, are they not put in subjection the word to come, whereof we speak? But one is entered place, testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou maketh him a little lower than the angel, and thou crowned him with glory and honor, and thee set him over all the works of thy hand. But thou art put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Verse 9. Can we read together? But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Well, verse 10. For he became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. Everybody read together. In bringing what? Many sons into glory. So you saw his fellow and many sons. Say that, church.
His fellow and many sons.
Say many sons.
Many sons.
So many sons are his fellow that he was make what? That they gave him oil of gladness above his fellow. So his fellows are what? Are many sons. He is the first son that has many sons. So you take note of that word, many sons. Romans chapter 8, from verse 28. Can we read it together, everybody? For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called. Say the called. Take note of this one. I'm going to need this word later. Say, who are the called? According to what? His purpose. So what is his purpose? Verse 29. I want to go. For whom he did for new. That's what to talk about his purpose and his calling over you. For whom he did what? For new. He also did predestine. To what? To be confirmed what? To the image of his son. So that's your calling. That's his purpose. That's your own calling. And that's his purpose. Eh? Want to go? That he might be what? The firstborn. Eh? Among what? Say many brethren. So what was the one we saw in Hebrew 2? Eh? Many sons to glory. Eh? What do they call it in Hebrew 1? His fellows. Can you see? So his fellows are the what? Many sons to glory. And what do they call it here? Eh? Bringing what? Many brethren. Say many brethren. So his fellows are what? Many sons unto glory. Eh? And those many sons are what? Are his brethren. When they say brethren, mean his brothers. They came out of the same process and out of the same what? Womb. That he might be what? The firstborn. Say the firstborn. Among many brethren. Just like in the family line, you have firstborn and you have the rest of his brethren, his other siblings. So those siblings are called sons in the Bible. That Jesus Christ will be the firstborn among many brethren, among his fellows, or among his what? Brethren. Verse 30, everybody, let's look together. Moreover, whom he did predestine, eh? Then he also what? And whom he called, he what? He also justified. And whom he justified? What shall we then say to these things? To this thing, this process of your calling and God's purpose for you, eh? If God be for us, I can't hear anybody. Who can be against us? A big amen. So let's go back to that Hebrew chapter 2 that we are reading. Want to go from verse 10 again. For he became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, eh? In bringing many sons unto glory. Or bring, what is another word you can use for many sons there? Many what? Brethren. What's another thing? Many fellows into glory, eh? What? To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Verse 11, want to go. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all one. For whom cause? It's not ashamed to call them what? Brethren. This is that Romans what? 8:29. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Eh? In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again what? I will put my trust in him. And again, behold I and the children, or I and the fellows, or I and the brethren, or I or many sons, whom God has given unto. Behold, and look at them. Behold, I and many brethren. Behold, I and many sons. Behold, I and many fellows. Whom God has given to me. That God doesn't want him to only be a firstborn. No any child love to be the only one. So you can see that Jesus is not only the son of God that God desires to have. God's intention is to have many sons. Many sons. And because of that, let's read Isaiah 45. For who are these sons? He told us to ask from Isaiah 45 verse 11. Want to go, everybody? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker. Everybody, ask of me things to come. So look at me. So at this time around, this is ask of him things to come. He's talking to the Israel. That Israel should ask him concerning things to come. So as at this time around, those things were not available. Say things to come. And what is that thing? Concerning what? My sons. Ask me, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker. I make Israel. I am the maker of Israel. I am the only one of Israel. I am the Lord. I made Israel. But Israel should not think that all my desire is limited to that nation. Because Israel is called the people of God. So God told Israel, ask of me. I am the Lord, the only one of Israel. And his maker. I made you. Out of all the nations of the earth, I make you Israel. You'll find that in the book of Exodus chapter 19. From verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed for India, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and have pitched the wilderness, and there Israel came before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thou shalt I say to the house of Jacob, and to the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto Egyptians, and I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. This is Exodus. God came to Israel and chose him and chose them out of every nations of the earth. God said, you will be what? A peculiar people unto me. You shall be a peculiar unto me. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the whole earth is mine. Verse 6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words that shall speak unto the children of Israel. So, this was Exodus. God said, Israel, out of everybody, they be a peculiar people to him. They be a kingdom of priests. They are going to be a holy nation. There, in Isaiah. They have learned that for more than 2,000 years or more than 4,000 years through their father, God promised them that he will raise to Abraham a nation. But Isaiah 45 came, said, thus says the Lord, the only one of Israel. Israel knew me. That I said they are going to be a peculiar people unto me. They are going to be to me a kingdom of priests. They are going to be to me an holy nation. And they're going to be a special people above everybody that's on earth. I make them. And I have fulfilled my word that I promised them through the mouth of their prophet and through their father. But he now said, yeah, I am the Lord, the only one of Israel, and his maker. Ask me, Israel, that I made you. Ask me of things concerning things to come. Ask me things concerning things to come. Things that you don't know about. That has always been my heart desire. Things that have only been my purpose. Why I made everything. Ask me things concerning my sons. So, things concerning my sons. And also things concerning the work of my hands. So, it shows. So, when you look this Isaiah 45, there are two things. There are things concerning what? The work of my hands commanding me. But when you are concerning things to come, concerning my son, ask about it. So you can see two things here. God was saying there are things concerning his hand. And things concerning his hand, you know, last week I talked about angels. That angels are all created sons to the last of the created son, who was Adam. We read from the book of Luke. We trace from Job 38, which are the sons of the morning. Created sons of the morning. And we say Lucifer was one of those sons that we are created. And unto the least of the sons that were created, which was Adam and Eve. So all those ones, they are the sons that are the works of his hand. And oftentimes, those sons of the works of his hand thought that they are all that God had proposed in his mind. But the angels, in their cater, all those created sons of God, to Adam, thought that that is all type of sonship that is with God. Nobody knew that God still had another kind of sons. They were the sons of his hand. And you read where we read, I read for us from Hebrews chapter 1 that we read. He said, unto the Son, which is your Christ, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A set of righteousness is the set of thy kingdom. Thou have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Then, unto which of the angels he said at any time, verse 5, thou art my son. So, how can he say they are sons of the morning? But God does not say, thou art my son. They are sons that God created, but they are not that and my son. They are created son. But he said, for unto which of the angel in their cadres, from the highest of the angel which are cherubim, Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer, the affair, and all of them, all the stars of God, all the cherubim that are all sons to Adam, even Adam. And I talk also about John the Baptist, out of my born of woman. Say, which of them and all the prophets that live and the evil Israel that the promise that will be a peculiar people unto me. Say, which of you, as I say at any time, thou art my son. And these kind of sons, who are they? That my son, this day have I begotten thee. So there are sons that are works of his hand. There are sons that what that are begotten. So he said that which one of you is my begotten son? You are sons that were created. I created you as different kinds. I made you because I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, a maker. So I can make sons of the hand, and I can make sons that are begotten. So I can make sons of the hand. And I can make some that are born of me. So let's see a son, the firstborn, the one that was born of him. Romans chapter 1, from verse 1. I want to go. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated into the gospel of God. What is the gospel of God? The tidings of God, the good news of God. Paul was separated to the good news of God. There was a good news that Paul knew about. And what was that good news? Verse 2 and 3. Whereof he had promised. That's the good news of God. That God had promised. He was a promised. That God had promised. Paul was made an apostle. And God, Paul was separated to the gospel of God. The tithing. And the news that God had promised afore before by his holy prophets in the holy scriptures. What is that? Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we are reading from that Isaiah 45:11, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. And you look at this Romans chapter 1, 2, which he had promised afore by his holy prophet in the scripture concerning his son. So the first thing, when God began to roll out things to come, God started with his son, Jesus Christ. So Isaiah the prophet saw that God had sons. And Isaiah saw these sons. He saw sons. And he also saw that in the midst of those sons that is to come, there was one that was different. And that one that was different, there are sons, but there's one that was different. In Isaiah chapter 7, 8, he spoke about this son. This son that have other fellow of his son. So he said in Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah also saw. Want to go? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
What is Emmanuel? God with us. So when God told Isaiah and told Israel that he should ask him concerning things to come, he should ask of him things to come concerning his sons. And he began to use Isaiah to begin to show these sons that is to come. So Isaiah showed the first one, that a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Why does he call God with us? God with us is that everything about God is now with man. Just like it takes a son to have everything that belongs to his father. God with us. That was the good news that Romans chapter 1, 2 and 3 was talking about. Wherefore he has promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture concerning his son Jesus Christ, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. So this showed to us that this people that will be a son, because what he did with his son has his roots in the flesh. The firstborn had a root in the flesh. It's not that the son didn't jump on from heaven. Telling us that this man of sons that God wants to raise, that they have fleshly roots, will never deter them in becoming what God has promised and proposed aforetime in the Holy Scripture through the prophets. That nobody will say, because I'm a flesh, I cannot be a son of God. We saw that Jesus also was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. In the likeness of sinful flesh, he was made. So nobody, that when you arrive at resurrection morning and you see God, you will not give your excuse, say, why I cannot become what you call me to be. Why I cannot fulfill the promise that you have promise afore by your prophet in the Holy Scripture, why I could not walk in prophecy that you have prophesied through your prophet, is because I was a flesh. So God made sure that what the first Adam that he made so, he made them so, he made all the angels so. God made sure that when he sent forth the first of his son to the earth, he made sure he was born like every one of us, we are born of our parents. He was made of the seed of David. He was made of the seed of David in Romans chapter 1. In Hebrew, they say, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels. They didn't make the first son in the nature of angels. Everything I was describing to you last Sunday, they made sure that the son was not made in the nature of angels. Yes, but what? He took on him the seed of Abraham. He took on him the seed of Abraham. And what was the seed of Abraham? Seed of Abraham was Israel. They made sure the way Abraham had seed in the flesh, and that God through Abraham raised sons that were made after the flesh, that God is able to also raise from Abraham sons that are going to be born of God. So, from the seed of flesh. Like God made that prophecy since Genesis 3. That the seed of the woman, that what we deal with Satan will not be an angel that came down. Though you are an angel. But what have we used to trample you down and judge you will be sons that came out of flesh. They will look exactly like God. They will be in God's image, and they will be in God's likeness, and they will carry the very nature of God. So he was made after the seed of David in Romans 1, and he was made of the seed of Abraham in Hebrew 2. So you don't have any excuse, and you can never have any excuse, because your firstborn also was made in that same thing that you are made now, that you are made in the seed. You are made after the flesh. He too was made after the flesh. Verse 3 of that Romans 1. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And we know that all flesh are grass. And the glory of flesh is like the flower of the field that withered. So Jesus could have come to the earth and wither, like all of us wither. Jesus Christ could have come to earth and also go his own way and do his own thing. The way we are all doing our things. Jesus was not under compulsion to obey God. There's nothing compulsory. Just the way when you became born again, they gave you Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ also, they gave him Holy Ghost also like you. Jesus Christ was not born with Holy Ghost. They gave him Holy Ghost when he was born, when he came on the earth. The same way you too, when you became born again, they also gave you Holy Ghost. You became born again and they gave you Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ was born and they gave him Holy Ghost. The spirit of Jesus Christ did not die. When you get the life to Christ, they quicken you, they make you back life and they gave you Holy Ghost. You cannot say, because my spirit died, that's why I cannot become this one. They make sure that you are dead in sin and trespasses, but they quicken you back to life and give you Holy Ghost. Joker did not die, but they gave him Holy Ghost. So you also, you are now alive, and they are giving you Holy Ghost. The way Joker did not die, and they gave him Holy Ghost. Joker was grieved by Holy Ghost. You also, you are born again now. You are alive now. That same Holy Ghost that was in Jesus, there's no secondary Holy Ghost. There's no lower Holy Ghost. The same measure of Holy Ghost that was given to Jesus, when you became born again, they also gave you the same measure of Holy Ghost. Jesus, the Son of God, Romans 8:3 said that God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He doesn't have sin, but he was in likeness of sin. Jesus was not in the likeness of the first Adam. First Adam was higher than who Jesus was when he was born. Jesus have every disadvantage that you also have when you gave your life to Christ and what you are facing. Jesus could have also choose to do exactly what you are doing. Jesus was tempted at all points. Hebrews 4:15. Jesus was tempted at all points. Jesus have feeling like you are feeling. Jesus Christ was not a stone. He has feeling. At all points, he was tempted at all points with our infirmities. Consider any kind of infirmity you are dealing with. Jesus Christ was tempted. Jesus Christ was tempted to be angry with his disciple. Jesus Christ was tempted to be angry with his parents. Jesus Christ was tempted to dishonor his father and his mother. Jesus Christ was tempted to disobey the leading and the prompting of Holy Ghost from time to time. Jesus Christ was tempted to go to the Pharisees and Sadducees when he was dead 12 years ago and tell them you are reading Bible wrongly, the scripture of the prophet. He was tempted to raise himself up. Jesus Christ was tempted to go ahead of himself to go and show himself to Israel. He was tempted by his own biological brother that they grew up together with him. When he was in the house and they told him nobody does anything in secret and it's not by man. Jesus Christ had opportunity to show himself. Jesus Christ had opportunity to go and begin to declare, I'm the Son of God. Oh, I'm the Son of God. But he never did that. He had opportunity to become proudful. He had opportunity not to be meek. Jesus has opportunity not to be lowly. But he followed a path that he taught us to also follow. He followed, say, in Matthew 11, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And learn of me, I am meek and lowly in heart. So we saw that Jesus, why he could fulfill all that God has called him to be, but God, he was meek and lowly in heart. If he was not meek and lowly in heart, he would have disappointed God. Because he was meek like the sinful flesh that you and I, we are. But we saw in verse 4 of that Romans 1:4, concerning his son Jesus, our Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Just so Jesus faced every limitation, every challenge, every barrier that the flesh faced. Every challenge that the flesh faced, Jesus passed them. But he was also faced with those challenges. He was faced with those difficulties. So Jesus had flesh posing threats to what God has called him to be. Jesus has this present world posing challenge to him, realizing the calling of God and the purpose of God for him. Jesus have challenges not to fulfill the whole duty of man on earth. Why God placed every man? Jesus have way to be distracted from the whole duty of man. Jesus did business. He was a carpenter. the way you are also an IT provider. Jokaist went to market to go and sell his furniture the way you also open your shop every day. Everything you can think of, man, Jesus faced through those rigorous flesh challenges. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, verse 4, everybody, and declare what? To be the son of God with power. So when Joker was born, he was not a son of God. He was declared. Heaven declared him. And all of us know that it was not once that heaven declared him. At least on earth, they declare him to be a son of God twice. And after resurrection, they declare him to be a son of God in heaven once. So we saw that Joker was not declared to be a son of God just once. He went through different declaration of sonship. So he grew. He fulfilled obedience before God, who is the Father, can declare him to be a son. He came to show us that how to be a son of God is not a one-off thing. We saw at different junctions, he was being made son of God. So, he said he was declared to be the son of God with power. Declared to be the son of God with power. How did Joker become the son of God? Finally, well, say according. I mean, that was another of according. In accordance. In alignment. To the spirit of holiness. Because the spirit of holiness is the spirit of the Father. That Jesus Christ was made a son because if you feel the cause of holiness that is in the Father, the spirit of holiness is the spirit of God. That spirit of God is not, it's not spirit as a being. It's a spirit as a nature. It's a spirit as a law. It's a spirit, that door, the spirit of holiness. Jesus was culture. Why God could declare Jesus to be a son of God with power is because it's according. Because he lived his life in accordance to the spirit of holiness. What is holiness? You see that in book of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 from 14, 15, 16. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end. For the grace that is about to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus. Look at it. Verse 14. Let's look at everybody. As obedient children. Want to go? Not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. So, Jokai could have followed according to the former lust. Well, instead of Jokai following according to the former lust in your ignorance, Jokai followed according to the spirit of holiness. Because all of us, we always fashioning yourself. Say fashioning.
Fashioning.
What is fashioning? You know, fashioning, you can bring your tailoring and fashioning. That means to what? To cut yourself. To cut yourself to the pattern. According to the former lust in your ignorance. So by this thing, not fashioning yourself or not shaping yourself or not forming yourself. Not crafting yourself according to the former lust of your ignorance. So, where we are not becoming son of God like Jokai did when he was in the day of his flesh, we are fashioning ourselves according to the lust that's in our ignorance. This lust, Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 2 and 3, make mention of this lust. Where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, say the course of this world. Not fashioning yourself according in that Peter that we read. Not fashioning yourself what? According to the law. Well, according to the former law in your ignorance. So a man can fashion himself. You can be born again and be fashioning yourself according to the former law. According. And that according is a curse. It's a curse. It's a learning to become. That every man that is not responding to their calling and their election, they are not making, they keep on following. Many Christians that are born again today that goes to church, but they are still fashioning themselves according to former laws in their ignorance. When they were ignorant, what they used to do when they are ignorant, they are still, and they give excuses. It's my brother is doing it now. Pastor, I want to change, but I'm not changing. My brother, Jesus Christ asked every opportunity to also say, I can't do it, God. In fact, if we saw it. Even at the peak, Jesus Christ has grown. They have declared to be a son twice. And when he was at Gethsemane, he prayed, God, if possible, take this away from me. I don't want it. But he now realized that if I allow my will to be done, I will spoil my confirmation to something. He knew it. He knew that there's what God wants and there's what he wants. If he fashioned himself in what he wants, he will not become what God wants him to become. Twice. He will go and pray. He will pray and he will stop and walk after 1 hour. He will pray for 1 hour. Not my will, but he will pray. Then we stand up. He will go out. He will just leave the prayer and go out. He saw us sorrowful to death. He didn't want that thing. He didn't like it. The demand of God for him was too cumbersome. The demand of God on him was grievous. Just like when God demands you as a wife, God demands as a husband, to walk in love with your wife, as wife to submit your husband, as children to submit your parents, as brethren to submit to spiritual authority, to look into one another's affair, that you should not look on your own thing. The way you find it hard to obey Jesus, the same way Jacob found hard to obey God. He was not born with it. Christ, he prayed. He went to God 3 times to go and beg. Can you take this? I don't want it. Later, he said, not my will. Because if I do my will, I will not become what you have ordained me to be. Though I be declared a son of God twice. Then when you now read Hebrew chapter 5 from verse 7. Look at everybody. Can we read together? Who in the days of his flesh? Are you also in your days of your flesh? Jesus has also had days of his flesh. There's nothing that is peculiar to you that Jesus didn't suffer too. Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered prayers and supplication with strong crying. Do you cry when God tells you to do something? Jesus, yes, also cry. You see, whenever when we read Jesus, we shall think that Jesus is one superman. Yes, that's one thing the Holy Ghost told me to debunk for all of us. Hey. Hey. That's your struggle. Jesus also has struggles. He said he cried. They didn't say crying. Jokers had many severe times that he was crying. Jokers did not only cry once, crying. Isaiah 54 said it. He said Jokers is a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. What I was grieved with was not because he was losing people that died. The way God raised Jesus, they can't raise any of us like that. They had to raise us with a lot of comfort. They are raising you with me around. You can receive encouragement from what I've gone through in life. They are raising you with that dear aunt. By sitting down with him, he can share with you what she has gone through. And she went and obeyed God. But Jesus was the only son of God that we're raising on earth. There's no encouragement coming from anybody. If you are discouraged, you just need to pick up a phone and say, Pastor Thompson, I'm discouraged. I don't want to come to church again. I want to go away. This training of a son to be a son of God is too much on me. I will say, where are you? If you're a young man, I will say, come to my house. If it's an elder that is crying, I say, I'm coming to you, man. I will carry my carrier. I will go to you. I will hug you. You'll be crying on my shoulder. I say, sorry. I will sit down. I will bring forth comfort and consolation from Holy Scripture. I will also tell you contemporary men that I walk with God and praise God. So that your spirit can be lifted up and you continue your journey. But nobody, Jacob, didn't have that kind of opportunity. Jesus, he crying. Many times, God will come to me and make demand. Bible did not record those things. John 20 said, if everything that Jacob did supposed to be recorded, he said the book of this world will not be enough for it. Imagine the war. The war is not only it. Mars is part of the war. Jupiter is part of the war. They say it will not be enough to contain everything. What Jacob did, they didn't record half of it. I feel like if they record everything that Jacob did, most of them will not give their life to Jesus. We say, you want to kill somebody? You won't kill me? How can a man go through all these things? So they made sure they kept a lot of things away from being written. Out of mercy. So that we will not think that if the way what you go through is what all of us will go through, so that we will not be discouraged. They only talk about things that they were encouraged. They only talk about things that we encourage us. A lot of things that you guys gone through, they make sure they keep it away so that we will not be discouraged. Because we say, if my Savior can be like this, my own, what will now? So they kept a lot of things. But Paul, by revelation, said, who in the day of his flesh offer prayer and supplications with strong crying. You know, that was strong crying is scares me. Say strong. You know, no. You know when someone take a strong wine, a strong drink? Strong crying. Strong crying. You mean Jesus cry? Did this cry strong when he was a baby? It was when he was in the days of his flesh. Strong crying and tears. Jokas shed tears. And what was making Jesus shed tears? It was not, it was that Jokas was walking against flesh. Walking against this war. Walking against things that will not make him to become a son of God. Those strong cries and tears. 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 called them. He said, every man that had this hope in himself, purify himself. So those suffering, those crying, were at times that guy was going through purification process. Because why? Why is when a man is going through purification process and purging, it's not easy. How do I know? When you check Malachi 3 from verse 1. Behold, I will send you my messenger and to prepare the way before me. The Lord whom you see shall only come into this temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Who you delight in? Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts, verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For it's like a refiner fire, like a fuller soap. He shall sit at the refiner fire and say a purifier of silver. He shall purify what? Sons. So Jacob was going to his own season of purification. And 1 John 3 told us that every man that has a hope to be a son, or every man that has a calling to be a son, purify himself. Even as he is pure. Jesus Christ is pure. Now I told you, I said, the way they raised him was the spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness. I call the spirit of holiness. Holiness. This holiness is now don't wear earring. Make sure you tie your scarf. This holiness is not don't fornicate. Why is it bad for you to fornicate? If you fornicate, you are defiling God's temple. That was not the problem of Jacob. Jacob was not having problems with fornication and adultery. Jacob was not having problems with lying. Doing the will of God. Because we know that every man has his own will that he wants to do. The greatest thing against flesh is that not having for you to do your own will. Gospel of John chapter 1 from verse 10 spoke about that. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 10 above. He was in the war. Who was in the war? Jesus. When the dragon was upon the head. In the days of his flesh. Look at it. He was in the war. The war was made by him. He was in the war. And the war was made by him. And the war knew him not. Imagine the war that you made. They now send you there. Imagine, you are the creator of that war. You now came. You know, imagine you created a restaurant or you build a house. You have built a house and you now come to your house. You have put the house to the tenant, but no of the tenants ever knew you. They have really been dealing with the agent, property manager, and you are not coming to your house, and you open the door. And when you press the gate, somebody came to say, who is that? You say, I'm Mr. So-so-so. Who are you? I'm Mr. So-so-so. Who are you? What do you say you are? Who are you looking for? Let me enter now. We can't let you enter. He was in the world, the world he created, and the world knew him not. He created the world. Everything that's supposed to make the world to have fear for him, he has left all those things. You know, if he has come with glory, he has landed like an angel. The world will know him. But when he came, they stripped him. They naked him of everything called a glory of a creator. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own. That's what I say. He came. This one there at the Jew. The one that he said, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker asked me things. He came to them He came into so that at least I made you. I've been with you. You should know me. Even if everybody will not know me, if the world does not know me, if the world cannot receive me, you should receive me. At least I've dealt with your father. I've raised prophets for you. You have testimony of my deliverances. You will read about me every time in the synagogue. And you come to offer to me every Sabbath. He came unto his own. His own receiving me not. But look at it. But as many as receiving to them, he gave power. Just as he was declared to be the Son of God with power. He too was declared to be a Son of God with power. So those who received him, he gave them power to become sons of God. But there's no power if it's not according to the spirit of holiness. And the holiness is purifications. Purification there is training, workings. Purifying a soul from his own will. Look at it. They also wrote it in this John that we read. As many as receiving, gave them power to what? To become the Son of God. Even to them all that believe on his name, which we are born. So these sons of God, that before he gave them power to become the Son of God, there was something that they went through. Which we are born. Same say that thought.
Which we are born.
Which we are born. Not of blood. Not of the will of flesh. And not of the will of man. So look at Jokers. How to contend with these three things. Because these three things. The will of blood. The will of flesh. The will of man. In these three things. Are the lust of men. This is where lusts. It's in these three things that do not make men fulfill their calling in God. Blood, when it's not born of blood. Blood here is not your blood, your body. Your guys have blood running inside his body. You don't know? Even after resurrection, he has blood running in his body. After resurrection. How do I know? He told Thomas, he said, touch me. For spirit has no what? Flesh. And bone. Say, I'm not a spirit. One of the things of the bone, what is in bone? Bone generates blood. Abi?
Yes, sir.
So Jokers has flesh and bone. He called it bone. They call it blood. He called it bone. And Ephesians also talks about that. Right? Say, you are the member of his body, his flesh, and of his bones. So spirit and no flesh. So even after Jokers resurrected, he still has flesh. And he still has bones. Gabriel doesn't have bone like Jesus. Michael does not have bone like Jesus. Lucifer does not have bone like Jesus. But Jacob has a bone. He has bone. Because the professor is about to say, no, his bone shall not be broken.
Yes, sir.
So don't bring erosion out of it. That pastor, that bone is a spiritual structure. No, it's like your bone, like your bone, like your bone, like your bone. So, but he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. It's an accordance. It's accordance of holiness. Not according to the will of the blood. Not according to the will of the flesh. Not according to the will of man. Also, these three things you saw can also produce three different kinds of man on earth. Blood will produce a kind of man. Flesh, what they call the will of flesh, will produce another kind of man. And then, will of man will produce a kind of man. So, these three things can produce different kind of sons. He says, as well as receiving the gift of power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are not born of blood. He showed that blood can produce sons too. Will of flesh can produce a type of sons. And will of man can produce a type of sons. But they are not sons of God. But they are not that kind of sons. Because what they thought was that they gave him power to become a son. So these three things can also produce sons. But why Jokaka became a son of God? Because he didn't allow any of these three things to produce him. He didn't allow any of these three elements to contribute into his sonship status and estate. He rejected offers that blood gave him. God, blood bring offers. Say that, church.
Blood bring offers.
So he rejected the offers that blood brought. He rejected the offer that the will of flesh brings or brought to him. He rejected the offer that the will of man brought to him. So, just to tell us that Jokers had contradictions from blood. And everyone that will become a son of God so that he can give them power. We also go through this contradiction. They will reject blood offer, which is the greatest thing that is not easy to reject. It's not easy to reject to be born of blood. Because there are plenty of offers there. To be born of blood, we saw a man that was born of blood in Revelation chapter 13. When you became born of blood, they will give you seats. They will give you power. And they will give you great authority. Because these three components are fully Lucifer or Satan's material that he uses to reproduce. But I don't want to dwell there. But I want to bring out from where I was reading in that book of Ephesians chapter 2. He said that, well, according to the prince of the world, according to the cause of this war. So the cause of this war can produce sons. Or have been producing sons. But it's not only going to be according to the cause of this war alone. Also, you're going to have according to the prince of the power of the air. So the prince of the power of the air is what produces that born with blood. Say the prince.
The prince.
Of the power. Of the air. Because that's as many as receive, he gave them power to become. So when you arrive at the point of the prince of this world, you take power to become his sons. And that's what you saw in the book of Revelation 13. Revelation 13. Let's saw the first son that Satan raised. He raised the first son with blood. Revelation, let's read the last three verses of 12 and 9. Because this thing was not written in chapter before. It was just a flow. They broke them to chapter. Chapter 12, look at it. You want to go, everybody? And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as well as flow after the woman. So he has water. But it's not only water. As a flood after the woman. That he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. This is not the physical water. He wants to convert that woman. So that thing was a bed canal. It was water. When you keep fish inside water, they reproduce. So that water is a flood of water. That if that woman, to cut that woman away, to carry her away, that when that woman goes into that thing will cause the destiny of that woman to be aborted. Then, water is a type of flesh. Because biology made us to know that 75% of our body is made up of water. So that woman, what she has sent, she wanted to give birth to that woman with flood of water. So that flood of water is the flesh. But not only water or flesh. That he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood with the dragon cast out of his mouth. Also, when if he has from the mouth, that means it's his word. It's the word of dragon. And when you study the word of dragon, when you go back and you go and read that operation, you find that operation in the book of Daniel. You also find that operation in the book of Revelation chapter 13. It's called it blaspheme. Is the word. He said he has a mouth to speak blasphemy. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth to him blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. His tabernacle. So you remember in the book of Revelation chapter 12, you have seen God's tabernacle. His tabernacle. His tabernacle are his people. And them that dwell in heaven. So he blasphemy, he used his word. Blasphemy again is to draw them against God, against his name, and against his tabernacle, and then that dwell in heaven. Then, after that, he left the woman. He also went to make war with the remnant of her seed. So, he wanted to war. He wanted to carry the woman with the flood. And when the woman could not be carried, they would go help the woman. He also went to the remnant of her seed to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus. So, they didn't tell us what he used against this remnant. But I'm so sure that what he used against remnant is higher than what he used against the woman. Because this remnant of our seed had higher building more than the woman. Just that the man child had higher what? Higher estate more than this man child and the woman. So this was at chapter 12 finished. Then they moved to chapter 13. It was just a flow before. A beast came out. So the dragon was able to produce his own son that have gone through the full three trimester of birthing. That would have been born of man. Because this guy, this beast was a man. He's not an angel. He's a man. He's a human being like you and I. That the core beast was a man. He was a man. If you go to the book of Daniel 7, you will see that this is a man. Because he has mouth, but this man has different kind of nature. He has three kind of nature, which is the fullness of dragon. He has the nature of a lion, which was typified by Babylonian kingdom. The carnivorous nature. The fleshy nature. He is what? In the book of Daniel, that lion first was like a lion, but not an art eagle's wings. So it was a combined, this Babylon. Because why? Babylon came out of Assyria, which is today Iran. And Assyria is from Nineveh. You'll find that name from Genesis 6:7. It was Nineveh. He said that Nineveh, a great city. It was from that Nineveh, it was that Babel came out from. That God confused the language. Look at Genesis 10. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, and Akkad, the land of Sinai. Out of that land went for Asher and built the Nineveh. And the city, Rehoboth. And raising between Nineveh and Kaya, the same is a great city. So Nineveh is Assyria. Nineveh, they kept on changing. So when they call it a beast, so if you remember, Book of Daniel 7 related with this fourth kingdom as beast. And what does beast do? Beast is flesh. When you read later in Book of Revelation, they call them to carnivorous and herbivorous animal. One was lamb, one was goat. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a great eye. I saw a beast. So this beast is a man. Rise up out of the sea. What is sea? Sea is humanity. It's mankind. You find out in Book of Revelation chapter 17. Because the beast was carrying a woman that sat upon many waters. And he said those many waters are humanity. Peoples. Souls of men. The sea means souls of men. Not bodies, souls of men. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. So John was standing on the sand of the sea. He was not. Then, from the sea, which also Daniel saw the same thing. Some wind blew upon the sea, and something came out of the sea. In book of Daniel. So John also saw the same thing. So the vision of Revelation 13, Daniel saw the first. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. In the book of Daniel, they only show three kingdoms. The first kingdom was Babylon. The second kingdom was Media and Persia. And the third kingdom was Greece. Then Greece was Alexander the Great. That was Greece. And when you read history, also, which was also in the book of Daniel, Greece divided into four. Say four. So Greece was the third. Then from Greece, the thing divided into four. Which he called in the book of Daniel that he has four on. So Greece divided into four. So when he said, and I saw his head, seven heads, three plus four, making seven. So both the three kingdoms, Babylon, Medi, and Persia, and what? And Greece. And the time of Greece, which was in the book of Daniel, he said, one on will come and uproot, and four grew instead of one. So you remember? Four grew. Out of the four, one. So out of that one on, he said, four grew. Therefore, the he-goat was very great. And when it was strong, the great arm was broken. And it came up four notable ones towards the winds of heaven. So, Greece was a... They called Alexander the Great. He became great. But when that kingdom disintegrated, four came out of it. So 3 plus 4 made us 7. So, that head that you saw on that beast, that thing, he was using the seven operations of the past kingdom. The dominion, because those kingdom was not the kingdom of man. It grew something in the soul of man. When you also read the book of Revelation, they said in the book of Revelation, that should be Revelation 19 or 17. He said that the 8 is like the 7. Look at this. Revelation 17. Look at it. Yes, the mind which has wisdom, Revelation 17, 9. The 7 heads are 7 mountains. No, that's why some people have said that you take all 7 mountains. You can see where it's coming from. 7 mountains are the kingdom of this world. What flesh and blood and what? And the what? The will of man has produced. Here is the wisdom which has wisdom. 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman seated. So in the book of Revelation, the woman seated upon the beasts. So you can see this thing was a trace from book of Daniel, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 9, Daniel 10. They kept on evolving. On which the woman sitting. And these are 7 kings. 5 are fallen. 1 is, and the other is yet to come. When the time comes, it must continue a short space. So as at the book of Daniel, Daniel saw the third one falling off Greece. And 4 coming out. And he said, of those 4, they will take their courses. Daniel said, he said, out of that one, and then 4 will grow, and they will spread themselves towards the heavens. Because they are going to have different seasons. But all of them, you are sure that all of them that will grow up, they are going to be using Grecian wisdom to operate. That's why he just said, when he said the third one operate, I mean, they will be Grecian philosophy. It's what they use to design the four kingdoms will follow after the Grecian philosophy. That it won't be new. What is really driving them? They will look as if they are new. But what is driving them is the same thing that was in the third arm. That will be practiced in a kind of way. Though Roman Empire eventually came in out of them. Because as at the time that Revelation was being written, it was during Roman Empire. In fact, it was Roman Empire that took John and cast it out of Patmos. So, yeah, he said already 5 are taken. So that between Daniel, when Daniel was seeing this vision, between Daniel and Revelation 17, because as it was the third one, because Daniel experienced the kingdom of Medea and Persia. Daniel was not alive during Greece. So he was giving prophecy to Medea and Persia that something will come to after your kingdom. He was giving prophecy to them. So after that, between Medea, which was the third one, other 2, between Daniel to Revelation, other 2 had risen. The 4th and the 5th had risen. And he was glaring. That was what he was saying in that 17. Yes, the man of God. The 7 beasts are the 7 mountains on which the woman sitting. There are 7 kings. 5 are falling. And 1 is. So Rome was the 6th one. Rome was the 6th one. The wisdom was wrong. And if you see, the philosophy of Rome is not different from Grecian philosophy. I said, and the order is yet to come. So you can see, when they talk about the beast there, he's not an animal, he's a man. He was describing his air. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. A leopard. He has the appearance of a leopard. His feet was as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. This is what I wanted to do. And gave him his seat. And great authority. So the dragon that fed that gave him. That's Okay? Why? Because dragon wanted to have access to mankind. He wanted to mingle with mankind. He wants man to be like him. And he wants to be like man. Satan don't just want to be a cherubim angel. Satan wants to be like a man. And he wants man to be like him. He wants a union. Like the way God came and became man. And he became flesh and dwell among us. And now took man from man. And he took man and make man to become a son of God. So Satan was just copying. Lucifer was, he wanted to copy the scalability of God. That God should not only be one that have son that are men. And men that are God. So that is the program that is running upon the earth. So when you say, we are not born of blood, not the will of flesh, not the will of man, they are not talking about biological birth. They are talking about what Satan has designed to produce himself or to reproduce himself in mass. The way God too wants to have sons. So he came to his son received him not, but as many as received him, gave them power, say power, to become the sons of God. So it shows that as blood can burn, will of flesh can burn, and will of man can burn sons, but they will not be sons of God. They say, but of God. Gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe his name, which we are born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but born of God. So he showed, look at me, he showed that these three things they mentioned previously were also Beth Cana. And this thing, they are not of God. So he shows on there, there are things that are available to born souls of men. You must know this. There's no neutrality. Every man will be born. Look at the Judas Iscariot was with Jesus. And they call him son of perdition. Look at Cain. They say Cain was of the wicked one. And they say that his father is the devil. So Satan asked what he used to burn men with. Look at John 8. Look at it. Jacob was talking to the children of Israel. He was talking to the children of Israel. And the father and the disciples said, they are teachers. They are chief priests. He are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. Look at it. He was a murderer from the beginning. He murdered himself and murdered angels with him. And abode not in the truth. You know, this, there's a lot to teach from in this thing. We can stay in abode in the truth. He abode not in the truth. Because truth is a thing that God used to frame them. Angels have their own type of truth. Like Jesus is full of grace and truth. Jesus, the firstborn, was made with grace and truth. And of his fullness we receive. So what made Jesus to be a son of God was a kind of a truth. It was the truth of God. Because I've read it for us severally in Deuteronomy 32. The God of truth without iniquity. I read off from Isaiah. Say, every man shall swear by the God of truth. So God is a truth. God has truth. They call it, he was talking in the book of Romans chapter 1. He said, if can your lie make the truth of God? Therefore, that is inexcusable, oh man. So Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Just as God is truth. Is a God of truth. So you can see that. And I would say, he was full of grace and truth. So, Lucifer, because he became the devil, he too was made with truth. But not the truth of God. Not like the truth that the Son of God was made up of. But he has the truth that God used to make all of them with his brethren. But he refused to abode in truth. I mean, he refused to live in truth. To abode is to live. To abode is to use truth as a lifestyle. Yes, but rather, he loveth a lie and maketh a lie. He loveth and maketh a lie out of himself. There was a lie that he loved himself that I shall be like the Most High. But what made up the Most High, you don't have it. What made the truth that made up the Most High, you don't have it. But you want to be made the Most High, and you cannot be like the Most High except you have access to what made up the Most High. What you have as your own truth, abide by it. So they said that you are like your devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth because there's no truth in him. When they say there's no truth in him, yeah, they are not saying that he was not made by truth. They are saying that what he has, he turned it into a lie. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. So when you say it's his own interest, I want to try to say something. Of his own. No, I started like that. That Jokers have a point to go his own. That's not my own will. Yeah. Not my own. So what made Jesus Christ to subject himself by according to the spirit of holiness? It was that he was denying his own. He was in continuous denying of his own. He was continuously denying his own thing. Sometimes what you can deny as his own, sometimes those things, quote unquote, it may even be God that gave it to him. Like what Paul was talking in the book of Philippians. Those things that were gained to me, I count them but loss. Those things that were gained, I count them but dung. That I may attain. Sometimes when you say what is your own may not necessarily be quote unquote something that is sinful. Sometimes your own may be that nothing God gave to you. Sometimes your own may be ministry. No, love sick can be my own. And love sick can be God's own thing. But we know that God allowed the commission. But there's a way we can run it, the way we can do it, it's not like God's own. Because what Satan make his own was what God gave to him. Yes, sir. But he turned it into a lie. God, Satan didn't create anything. God created it. In the day you are made, that were made so. That was said so in Isaiah, in Ezekiel. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. But what he turned to a lie was what God gave to him. So when you say your own sometimes is it's like a father that you have a regular allowance for your son. The month in Georgia, you have created an account, you just send money to your account to him. And you kept on depositing the account. Then for him to run himself, pocket money, if he's in university and he has become of age, maybe he's able to use it, or he's doing his master, he can able to have a small car to fuel his car. Hello, please. Can you help me get some two shirts? All my shirt that I'm wearing is already fading, the color. Okay, Daddy, which part? You know what? Anytime I come now, maybe it's London or France. Anytime I come around now, you know what I buy? Now just help me buy it. You say you're coming home after you're in break. Now just help me buy it and bring it for me. It's okay, Daddy. I've come. And when it's coming, he bought it. And when it came with receipt, say, Daddy, I bought your shirt for you. You have to refund my money. The money that you used to buy is your money. Because you are the one that put in the money. So it's your money that you used to buy it. But if a son does like that, he will tell a father something. That this son is isolating himself. That's what the devil did. And God said that thing that he did is a lie. Heaven said that is a corruption. That is not pure. For you don't think like that. Because the man that I've been reimbursing you every month, I've been reimbursing you, he is living for you. He's not thinking of himself. You should not be thinking of your own self. It's a sign that you want to keep something for yourself. Who we are born, or that Romans 1 that we are reading, declared to be Son of God according. And I say something that there are different according. A man can follow the according to the cost of this war. This war can raise sons. This war is designed to raise sons for the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walketh the children of disobedience. This war can raise sons that are born of the will of man. That born of man is born of lust of man. This war can raise men that are born of the will of the flesh. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pray the Lord, they are offspring of this war. They are the babies. They are the children inside this war. They are coming from the womb of this war. This war is a massive mother. Because they do this war as the mother of allots. And he has womb. That was saying she has daughters. And people of the war are fornicated with her daughters. When you say born of blood, born of flesh, born of man. And you know when you saw the mother of Allah, which is this war? She has two clothing. She has a purple garment and has a scarlet, which is red. Red is blood. When Satan takes you the two canal of this war, you don't just give birth to you as a blood. You start like being born of the will of man. Born of the will of man, according to the will of man. Will of man. What is the will of man? What does it mean to be born of the will of man? Man. When you see the man as his number, he has his number, and the number of man is 666. It's a wisdom for to number you. For you to have his number, the beast can give you number. He said the number is the number of a man. It's the number of a man. You know, the beast has four things to give. He has number to give. He has name to give. And he has image to give. Born of blood. Born of the will of flesh. And born of man. The beast cannot give those three things. He has them. Because if any man have the number, his number, or has his name, or has his image, the beast has some prophets. And what his prophet teaches is that men should build his image, so by his image, they can take his number, they can take his name, and they can take his image. Just that as for those he foreknew, he predestinated. Those he predestinated, he called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, that they be conformed to the image of his son. So, the image is the end of the journey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you cannot arrive at image without journey through the number, which is a man. Moving to his name and moving to his image. You don't take three of them at the same time. They are progression. Jesus also have three calibration. Jesus is a son in a son in the son. Jesus is a son in a son in a son, in the son. That is what 1 John 3 was saying. Beloved, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not God. Just like God can produce sons, the world is ordained to produce sons. He was comparing God, the Father. The opposite of the Father is the world. Like 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world, because the world has its sons. If any man love the world, he has a loins, like every man that's a father carries children in his loins. The loins of the world produces sons. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world are sons. Different kind of sons. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. So the lust of the flesh is the will of the flesh. The lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof means the sons of it. But they that do the will of God, say, the will of the blood, the will of the flesh, the will of man. So there's another will that produces sons of God, is the will of God. And there's another will that produces sons on that side. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but they that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. So, 1 John 3. Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Verse 2. Everybody read together, everybody. Beloved, now are we sons of God. So, verse 1 says, we should be called a son of God. But now, when I was writing, we are sons of God. So it's not that we're supposed to be son and son and son. One man is supposed to attend to sons and son and the son. Beloved, now we sons, it does not yet appear what we shall be. What shall be, what we shall become. So son supposed to become another kind of son. Yes. Hebrews chapter 5. We're in the day of his flesh. When you offer our prayer and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and he was heir in that he feared. Verse 6, everybody. No, he was a son. So this time around, he was a son already. Yes. Now we son. But you know you appear what you shall be. No, he was a son. So he was a son. Yet he led obedience by the things which he suffered. And be, say be. It's not one. It's that he went through another season. Be made perfect. So be made perfect means he was make another kind of son. Yes, and this son that he became perfect was better than the previous one. So Jesus went through different cadre of sons before he became a perfect son. What is perfect? To be exactly. What would be to be perfect? To be express. And that was what Hebrew 1:3 was saying. Who be the brightness of his glory, everybody? The express. The exact. The exact. The perfect image of his person. Upholding all things by the word of his power. What's upholding? That when God declared him by power, according to the spirit of holiness. You know, last Sunday I was describing that when you see the heavens, from heaven you see the highest created son. What can I call? What do I call them? Sons of the morning. I want you to call them what? Sons of the morning. What do I call the second one? I call them sons of what? Sons of fire. I call them what? Sons which are stars. Then Adam, who is the God? Least sons. You remember? Yeah. As Adam is the least son, the heavy opponent. So, in the first order of sons, it's not possible for God to have what God had in mind as a son in one creature. So, everything that God used the present creation to specify, the highest of the sons of the morning, followed by what? Sons of fire, followed by what? Sons which are stars and Adam. So all the heavens that God had to break sonship at different expression, because no man could express everything that God has conceived in his heart as a son. That God had to keep breaking it down. Even after he had broken down to the highest, he could still not have exactly what he had in mind in angel. The cherubim. Jesus epitomize in its true essence. All what God tried to use type to break down into four categories. And God could still not have the express image of himself. Jesus Christ had all this in original form of it in himself as a son of God. So God did not need four classes to be able to show for what he has in mind as a son. He had to create classes and showcase because they could only capture the fair measure of what he meant. And they could not see capture the effort. So he said, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, the Maker, his Maker, ask of me things to come concerning my sons. So just like the present Christian has sons, are very good. God now say that thing of different kind of son, I was able to produce it in one. So when you see Jesus, what God taught in the heaven to produce a cherubim, Jesus is the original, the antitype of the original. Joker is it. Joker is the bright and the morning star. So they are sons of the morning. For you to know that this one is not like the morning star. This one is a bright morning star. So when God created, God could only produce morning star, sons of the morning. God said, no. Though I produce morning star that could only capture part of my thoughts, my predestination. But when God find Jesus, Jesus Christ did not do his own. Jesus Christ kept on doing what the Father wants. He kept on doing the thought of the Father. He kept on submitting the word of the Father. And the way he must submit to the Father, they were conforming him into what the Father has in mind. He has his thoughts. So Joker is not just a morning star. So God could not produce a bright morning star. Joker, he could only produce sons of the morning star. He could not produce bright and morning. So the present created son, they are morning star. They are not bright. But Jesus in Hebrew 1:3 will be the brightness. So Jesus is a bright morning star. Every other star are morning stars. They are sons of the morning, but they are not bright. Because God called Luke, can I produce brightness? He couldn't produce it. Because brightness had to be born of him. So which one of the angels at God said any time, that my son, today have I begotten thee. But unto the angel, he said, who make his angel spirits, his minister flames. But unto the son, he said, thy throne, oh God. Because, why is it a God? Because you have my brightness. So what a cherubim could not catch up as a fence of son. So he has stand there. Then when you go down into Jesus after cherubim, you will find that Jesus is also a son, a bonny one. Because I told you about John. I said John was a burning and a shining of the earth. That's how God builds sons. Every higher son have the previous quality of lower sons. Yes, somebody says, show me from the Bible. So Moses saw a bush burning. But that bush that was burning was an angel. It was burning and grass was not being destroyed. But that was an angel that said, where you are standing is an holy ground. I'm the God of your father. It was angel that was talking. That's angel that was burning. When he said, I will follow you to Egypt. He showed the sign. It was that angel that showed the thing that didn't need it. And that angel left them. He took him of Israel. That's angel that appeared to Moses. He was the one. When he let him out of Egypt with his children of Israel, that angel, in the daytime, he became a pillar of cloud. And in the night, he became a pillar of fire. So a fire is a seraph. Though he is a cherubim. Because that angel was a cherubim. But when they build it, they also build it with the purpose of a son of fire. So in the present creation, so Jesus, when Joker was being raised, they raised him not to. So when you look at Jesus Christ has the original seraphic that God has. He said, the peak of a seraphic operation is what they call the living God. For it's a fearful thing to fall to the hand of the living God. But let us with fear and godly fear serve God. For our God is a consuming fire. So what they call consignifier there is a very isographic operation of God. Just like man, John in earth was a burning lamp.
Yes, sir.
Man has his own burning. Man has his own shining. Because Adam was the peak of Adam of earth as a greatest son of God. So he has a burning and a shining of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Then they are the stars of God. So cherubim, because what Adam was on earth was what cherubim were in heaven. Cherubim are the best of heaven, where Adam was the best of the earth. So when you look at the earth, the peak of God's creation of earth was Adam. And if the best of God's creation in heaven, we are cherubim. So God built everything, created everything according to his own frame on his inside. So Adam, which John was, because John was born of woman. So John has a bunny. So every cherubim, which are sons of the morning, they are not only sons of the morning, they are also burning too. So that manifestation of burning was what you saw in the wilderness for 40 years that cherubim was showing. It was showing the burning because they were earth angels. They are all earth, God angel. Though you have a burning, you can have a burning in the sanctuary. But God also has a sanctuary in himself. God created second heaven as a sanctuary, but there is sanctuary of God. There's a sanctuary of God. God has his own separation. God has his own set apart. There's a sanctuary of God. There's a sanctuary of the Lord. So that sanctuary of God is the building, the way God is built. God is built in layers. God is not just one thing. No, God is one. But that one has layers.
Yes, sir.
You can come to God and only what you have taken out of God is the foundation of God.
Hey.
And foundation of God, when God take that foundation, God can build it as a man.
Wow.
And that man will say, yeah, I'm the big man. I'm the greatest. But it's just the roots. It's just the foundation. But that is not the fullness of the Son of God. But they talk about your Christ in the book of Colossians. For he pleased the Father that the fullness of Godhead should dwell on his inside bodily. So the sonship that you have been called into is the son, not a son that is Adamic.
Yes, sir.
You can be like that. John the Baptist was like that.
Yes, sir.
He was a son. But that is not the son they say, ask me of the son to come. The sons to come is not Adamic. Ask me of the son to come is not Christ.
Yes, sir.
Because Christ is a son.
Yes, sir.
Christ, a godly soul, is a son.
Yeah.
But that is not the son you ask of me of. When you move on Christ and become like the Son of the Living God, like what Christ was when he was being put into water, that was a son that was a burning. He was a consuming fire son. That's not what God wants. Though God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm at peace. God is pleased with that. But that is not what God wants you to ask for. Likewise, you can be a shining son, which is a morning star. And that morning star was the son of Mount of Transfiguration. That would say, and his countenance was sharp. He said, he's shy.
Wow.
That's when Jesus touched the cherubic nature of God. But that is not it. There's another son again. That when he brought forth the first begotten of the dead, he said unto the angel, let all the angels of God worship him. And unto the son, he said, thy throne, oh God. So there is a God that's a son. So you saw, heaven kept on lacing Jesus, different kind of son. They lacing from the beginning. They called Jesus Christ the last Adam. And if you're an Adam, you're a son of God. But that is not the kind of son that you should ask of me from. What God has called you For many are you predestined. Your predestination is not to be conformed to Adam, the last Adam. Your destiny is not to be conformed to just be Christ. When you say, what God has written concerning you is not to be a son of the living God, which is a burning son. What God has called you to is not to be what? To be a mourning son. But God wants you to be a son that is the brightness of God's glory and the express image. The firstborn is like that. And he wants all his fellow to be like that. That's why he's singing the praises of his father. That look at me, this is what the father made me. In the midst of your brethren, keep singing the praise of father. Look at me, this is what the father made me. You keep on sing it again. You will sing the praise of the father to them. You are already singing the praises of your father. Look at me, look at what the father made me. The father made me much better than the angel. I want to sing your song. I'm singing the praise of the Father, that the Father made a bright and morning star thought of me. And sing it. Keep singing. So this is what the Father made me. And if the Father make me like this, I'm your firstborn. Every fellow can be like me. I'm your firstborn. The Father wanted to bring many other sons into glory. Because what I've been called is that I should bring many sons to glory. Sons that can use the glory of God. No son that can use the fire of God can use the glory of God. And you can't use the glory of God without image of God. The glory of God only rests on his image. Jesus had those things. They built it up in Jesus. They born him and raised him. They did all these layers of son in one being. What God could not achieve in the works of his hand, that Isaiah read, ask me things to come concerning my son. And concern the works of my hand. What God could not achieve by the works of his hand, which are sons that he created, he achieves it in the things to come. And Jesus is the high priest of good things to come. Jesus Christ is the high priest of good things to come. This is the old duty of man. This is your duty. This is your duty. This is the old duty of man. This is my father's business. This is the oldest of man. This is my father's business. Don't you know? I will be after my father's business. That means my father wants to sing a song. My father wants me to be like him. Beloved, we know what man of the father, Lord, the father bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. The world knoweth us not, because the world knew him not. Now are we some, but it has not yet appeared what we shall be. But when we shall see him. So there is a way to be like him. We need to see him. So what I've thought this afternoon is that you should see him. When you see, he will be able to sing that thing to you. When you see it with open faith, you will be like that. You are confirmed. The more you see him, the more you are confirmed. Keep seeing him and be confirmed. Keep seeing him and you are confirmed. Keep seeing him and you are confirmed. Have you been blessed this afternoon?
Jesus, see your calling, see your calling, see your calling, see your calling, see what you have been called on to, see what you have been called on to, see what has been predestinated even for you, see what you have been called to even accomplish, see, 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 See it all in me and become it. See it in me and become it. Hear my singing. Hear my chorus. Hear even the rhythm that I trump even in your midst for one purpose. That you become all the songs that I sing. That you become even the songs that I sing amidst you. Amongst you. Yeah, hear my singing. Hear my chorusing. Hear the rhythm that I beat even in your midst. Yeah, dance to my tunes. Dance and form. Dance and conform. Dance and change. Even evolve. Even into that very image of the songs. Yeah, that I sing in your midst. Become. Become true sons. Become true. Even true sons of my Father. Even in the same manner and in the same fashion that I even became. And even in the same manner and the same fashion that I am. For you see, I am that true son. I am even that true image, the very image, of my Father. Even the first of him, the first of his loins. And I call you also, come into this same image. Come, I say come. I speak even to your hearing. I speak even to the depths of your being. For you see, I have not only released even another message. I have painted. I have painted. I have painted. I have painted. Poured out my soul. Poured out my heart. Poured out even my burden for you, that you might come. I say dance. Ensure that you dance. Ensure that you move. Even according to the rhythm of my voice. Even according to the rhythm of what I speak. Even in your midst. That you may move, and in your moving thereby evolve. Evolve to be like me, for I know them that are like me. I know them. I can tell them. Yeah, you see, I can tell. I can tell. I know the differences even between me and other sons. I know it. I can spot it. I can spot it. I know every difference. I know every single difference. Ensure that you move and come into the very same, the very same, the very same. Nothing below the very same will be accepted. Nothing below the very same will be accepted. Come into the specifics, the specifics, the specifics, even of my image, even of my formation, even of my sonship, saith the Lord Jesus. For you see the loins of my Father, the loins even of my Father, even he that begat me, even he that begat me, begat me, begat me, begat me. The loins of my Father are open, 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 open. They are open, open, they are open, they are open, 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 open. Many, 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 many coming forth, many coming forth. It's that time. It's even that time. It's the season of my Father to bring many, to bring many. Many by me, many by me. It's the season of the Father. It's the time, even appointed of the Father, to br- Bring them many. Bring them many. Bring them many. Bring them many. Showcase them many. Showcase them many. 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 Diverse in oppressions. Diverse. Show them diverse. Show them many. Show them many. Show them many. See them. See them. The adversary will see. He will see them. He will see them. Hidden in the loins of my father. Hidden in the loins of my father. Coming out, showing forth, raising them, showing them, showing them, birth in them, coming forth, oh, see many sides, manifold wisdom, manifold, one source, the Father's loins, open for many, said the Lord Jesus.
Now I told you, I say that they want to build God, adoption of sons. There is a kind of sons that you can adopt to the Father. Yeah. So the Father adopts sons. But the beginning of when the Father starts adopting is Christ, which is a son. But there are other adoptions within that the Father adopts you, until finally the Father will adopt you into the throne. So there are adoptions of sons. And you must know this for you not to settle down for lesser sons that are in him. Please, very, very important for us to know that this is the season of adoption of sons. And something must keep crying. Abba, Father. You must keep crying. You must keep crying. They must give us that thing. That adoption. They must keep. In fact, in the book of Romans chapter 8, there are some sons that they call Paul say, now, we that are the first fruit of the Spirit, you must be able to read. Paul said, we that are first, we groan ourselves. As Adam, Paul was in the category of those who are, that we should be adopted. But that's what Paul was looking for, was not still the ultimate sons. Because what God, Romans 8 says, they're looking for manifestation of sons of God. Different shade of sons that can deal with different matters of creation, bondage of creations. Because every type of son are ordained for a matter of corruption at a level. But when you look at the man child, his sonship was not for anything. It's to be with God and his throne. And that's what they call the true son. And that is 1 John chapter 5. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him. That is true. Any son that is not after the true order, because there are different ones. There's the living, there's the true. And we know that is true, but not only that. And we are him that is true, even his only begotten son, Jesus. This is the true God. Jesus Christ is the true God. And not only is the true God, and eternal life. The eternal life is the only true son. It's not just the living son. The one that is come is not the living. The one that is come is not Christ. The one that is come is the true. And not just the true, is the one with eternal life. The one with the only true God. The one with brightness. That we make progress in our adoptions. I said we make progress in our adoptions. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.